Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Bears fans, it's time for On the Clock with the Score's own Mark Grody, covering the latest on the upcoming draft for the Bears, featuring experts and analysis on this future-defining draft for Ryan Poles and new head coach Ben Johnson, right here on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Here's Mark Grody.
Welcome into the show. I'm Mark Grody. This is certainly On the Clock, where we talk about the Bears and the draft. And we are going to go through 5 fresh mock drafts in a little bit. Our segment called Are You Mocking Me? To see what people are saying about the Chicago Bears at number 10. We'll see if there's anything else that is eye-opening from some of the other teams and some of the prospects and players that are in these mock drafts. We're also going to hear from Brett Coleman of Upike Football in just a little bit. But first, let's get right to it. We have Cynthia Freeland standing by of the NFL Network, also breaking down sports data on At Numbers Game. And Cynthia, thank you again for coming on with us. You were on the clock with us last year, and we are happy to have you back once again. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I love draft season. It's very exciting. 10's a weird spot in general, just because, like, you know, you're not getting those, you got a lot of question marks. Are the quarterbacks going to fall? You don't exactly know what your strategy can be. So, hey, there's lots of options.
Oh, man. The strategy can be just about anything for the Bears. I mean, there's been sources cited about the Bears potentially, you know, moving up, moving back in the draft if they think they can get some of their guys. I mean, you just kind of said it, they could go anywhere, but what do you think the Bears will they move up or move down, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, look, I think it will depend a little bit on, you know, is there a corner they like? Do they believe that maybe Armand Membut, maybe they want a right tackle, complete that O-line situation? Ben Johnson's used to working with a team with a really strong O-line. We know the interior O-line has been addressed. Do you want to complete that? Do you want to look at maybe a running back, trade down a little bit for that, or maybe even take one at 10? So it really just depends on how some of the other chips fall. And by the way, there's a really nice tight end from Penn State that could be lurking right there. There's a lot of options for the Bears.
Tyler Warren out of Penn State. That's a product, Cynthia, that I've been talking about for a while. I'm not certainly not the only one. I fear that he's going to get gobbled up before number 10. But again, they could potentially move up. Obviously, this is a prospect that you like as well. And you know, Ben Johnson has done really good things with tight ends. I agree with you. Tyler Warren would look really nice next to Cole Kmet. What have you seen from Tyler Warren that you like him so much?
It's versatility. It's the opportunity. I mean, we obviously know that the way that the game's going, we're seeing kind of a resurgence of how O-line play and running back play and tight end play all work together. Well, Tyler Warren gives you all of that, plus your pass catching upside. He's one of those guys, like, you know, I'd never like to... You know, it's Brock Bowers broke a rookie receiving record. He broke Mike Ditka's record. And I'm not going to put Tyler Warren under that kind of pressure because that's ridiculous. But it's the same type of impact player. Totally a difference maker. Just call him pass catcher. Call him, you know, he could be X, he could be inline, he could be anywhere. You can line him up all over the place. So just a lot of versatility from one player.
Yeah, I agree, and that's exactly what I think the Bears need is that move tight end. So not only do they have a need for that, I think, right now, that's obviously a really, really good player. He was highly successful at Penn State, so we'll see what happens right there. I want to back it up a little bit here, Cynthia. What are your thoughts on what the Bears have done in the offseason with three offensive linemen, the defensive improvements, and how that can affect the Bears and their draft?
I think it's very smart. I mean, I always have to give my caveat that I am a Ryan Poles fan. I went to college with him, so I will always, you know, I like my guy a lot. And I really like what, you know, I'm an O-line, you know, at Northwestern, that's what I spent my master's on, was studying O-line play. So, you know, interior O-line, you're never going to be on my bad side if you improve your O-line. I'm never going to say anything bad about you. So I like all of that. Now just get you another corner and like everything could be pretty darn good. Bears fan.
That's interesting. You've mentioned the cornerback spot a couple of times here right now. There's some players in there at number 10 that you think the Bears would be interested in. And does this mean that you're not a Tyreek Stevenson fan? Tyreek Stevenson, of course, was the one who botched the Bears Hail Mary in Washington last year. But are you not a big fan, or are you just thinking that cornerback is just it's a premium position? You go for those players.
I mean, with Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, I mean, I could keep going in the division alone. And the way that the passing game has become, you know, having three tight ends playing 11 personnel, so three wide receivers, not tight ends, excuse me, three wide receivers on the field is pretty much the norm now. So I'm not necessarily anti-Tyreek Stevenson. It's more, let's load up on positions of value. I mean, if you ask the Eagles how many times they need versatile corners, you know, bringing Cooper DeJean could say arguably putting him down in that, you know, nickel position was maybe one of the reasons they won the Super Bowl. So it's not an anti-Tyreek Stevenson situation. It's a pro, you know, let's just do the things that make winning easier situation.
Yeah. I mean, no, you're right. I mean, that would look like a really good secondary if you were to add that and fortify it, and they would find a place for everybody, and it would be very interesting to see what the Bears would do. Your guy, Ryan Poles, says that day two, there's something that he told us, is that day two is very strong. The Bears do have, among other picks, they do have a couple of second rounders as well. What do you see in day two? Do you agree with Ryan Poles that it's a strong draft even after the first 32 picks?
Yeah, at day one, I mean, I think consensus is this year is that, you know, as far as first round, like, you know, usually we have 10 guys that we're like, oh, these guys are great, like, you know, really great, likely to be all pros, at least like day one contributors, et cetera. And this year, you know, it's part of it's because of the questions at the quarterback position. Usually quarterback classes make us feel certain ways about strength of the whole draft class. So I understand it, but this year we have depth in ways we haven't in a while. You may not have that premium guy number one, but your defensive line could get a lot better. Your corners could get a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know, their running backs could get a lot better. Even without having to spend up in the first round to get one.
Yeah. As a major essentially in offensive line that you are, Cynthia, with, you know, I guess a guy that is on the Bears now, Braxton Jones, their left tackle, who is a former fifth round pick again by Ryan Poles. And it's like, it feels like there's a bit of vulnerability with him right now because Ryan Poles has talked about bringing in competition, as you mentioned, maybe drafting somebody at number 10 on the offensive line. Kelvin Banks Jr. is a popular name right now at number 10. What do you think of Braxton Jones? And with the work that they did on the interior with Drew Dolman, Joe Tooney, and Jonah Jackson, does that make it easier to have Braxton Jones starting at left tackle because of the fortification of the interior?
Sure does. I mean, the Braxton Jones situation is, that's going to be also... I also think people need to be teachers. So I want to know, you know, and it's not Ben Johnson's responsibility to necessarily teach at that granular of a level, but I want to know what the plan to make him better is. Because, you know, if you're looking at college in general, I mean, we watch a lot of, you know, Big Ten, et cetera, you know, you're not seeing great O-line play. Mm. And I think one of the unintended consequences that we're experiencing from this, the everyone switching in the transfer portal is, you know, they're not getting deeper in the playbook. So these guys need even more opportunities to become who they are at the next level.
Mm, I had never really even thought about that. The effect of going to a team and having to learn. So they're having to do so much of their learning at the NFL level. That's fascinating. Well, we're talking to Cynthia Freeland of the NFL Network. Cynthia, what traits do you look at with draft products or prospects, I should say, that translate the best in making an impact at the next level?
When I'm looking at O-line play, it's how low can they stay for how long? So once the ball is snapped, can they keep their weight down low? Low man always wins. You know, that's that adage is true. How can they handle second reaction pressure? So, you know, they kind of scrap with the defensive linemen. And then what happens once, who wins that wrestling match after the initial contact is made? And then last but not least, how do their feet look? Can they keep their feet in a position that means, you know, you can see it from like a geometry standpoint. Are they wide at their base? Can they stay really low? How does that work out for them?
Yeah. Yep, for sure. For sure. A couple other questions here for you, Cynthia, about the draft and what prospects. And let's get into some names and players like that. First guy I want to ask you about, I've been asking a lot of people about, Shedeur Sanders. Is he going to fall out of the top 10?
I don't know if he'll get past number 9. I don't think the Saints would kind of let him go past, but it's possible that he goes all the way down. And now, do Pittsburgh or the threat of Pittsburgh, does that make him get drafted a little bit higher? Perhaps, but I don't think he drops out of the top 10, but I don't think he's one of the top three.
Okay, yeah, I think it's really interesting that the way it's gone. Who are your, and we've mentioned a couple guys, Tyler Warren, just talking about Shedeur Sanders. Who are your, like, blue chip prospects when you look at and say, yep, that's a guy right there?
Travis Hunter, absolutely. I don't think there's any team that couldn't find use for his services. He's pretty phenomenal. You know, I'm a little less optimistic about Abdul Carter. I think we'd go a little bit deeper in the draft before spending that. Not that I don't believe his foot's okay, but I still haven't seen it yet. So it makes me have a little bit of caution. Abdul Carter out of Penn State, he's not Micah Parsons, but he's great. So I'm a little more conservative on him. But I actually think there could be some corners coming out of this. Now, health is a concern, et cetera. But, you know, one who I think could, if he finds his home on the right team, I think Will Johnson out of Michigan could be a really nice prospect that really has a nice long NFL career.
Mm. Will Campbell. We're all talking about Will Campbell and the short arms. You think that it's pretty, it seems like most mocks, a lot of people have him top 5, specifically number 4 to New England. What do you think about Will Campbell? And do you think that's where he would probably land?
If for some reason Travis Hunter's available, go Google Mike Vrabel talking about Travis Hunter. That would be the only caveat to them not taking Will Campbell for me. Because okay. I mean, he sits there and it feel like I wish anyone would talk about me like that. but other than that, I don't think he gets past New England. The film is really good. I do think his arms are short. Okay, we get it. But the film is great and life's about scarcity. There aren't substitutes in the marketplace that are better than him at that left tackle position. And that is a marquee position. So he will find a home. And what's the worst case scenario? In a couple of years, they kick him inside the guard. Oh, shoot. Terrible. Oh, awful.
Yeah, well, that happened with Skoronski, right? I mean, we had the same conversation. He's been a really good guard. And yeah, if that happened, we'll camp. Well, they have to know, right? I mean, whoever drafts him, if he's drafted in the top five, it's the Patriots. The organization has to know, right, that it's a possibility that he could be moved to guard. And can they live with that? And I think, Cynthia, you're saying that, yeah, you can live with that, right?
Good news. They could also use a left guard. So, yeah, they could.
Yes, that does make sense. Talking to Cynthia Freeland here of the NFL Network for a few more minutes. On the defensive side, too, what about Mason Graham? He was the first guy that I was really thinking about for the Bears at number 10, because like offensive line, you could never have enough defensive linemen. We've seen the formula work so well, especially with the team that won the Super Bowl in Philadelphia. What do you think about Mason Graham, and how long do you think he'll last on the board?
Yeah, he's one that's interesting to me because he's like, you know, there's because of the opposite of scarcity, right? There are so many people at that position. It's going to come down to how different teams feel defensive tackle one, which presumably him, versus defensive tackle four might be, right? So yeah, that's really what happens. And I wouldn't, and by the way, Bears fans shouldn't be mad if that's who ends up being the pick.
Who, if Mason Graham?
Yeah, it's not really? It's not a bad pick at all. No.
Oh, you think it's possible that he could be there at 10?
I think so. It's possible. Like I said, scarcity, right? If they feel there's no scarcity at that position for maybe the first time in a draft that I can remember, at least in the past 7 years. And usually defensive tackle, we're like, ugh, there's like maybe one. But this year, there's plenty.
Same with the running backs position. Very little scarcity, too. What do you think about Ashton Jeanty and that group of running backs? Is anybody in the same league as Jeanty? Do you like any of the other guys? And what do you think of Ashton?
I think Ashton Jeanty, he's probably the closest to the blue chip one that I think would be. I mean, you're going to draft him in your fantasy league this year and have zero concerns about it. And sometimes you're like, ooh, rookie, da, 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 da. I don't know. But no, you're going to be totally fine with that wherever he ends up. I think he's very special, and he's also a great character guy that any team would love to have. And then, look, I think the difference between he and Omarion Hampson, who's my second-rated running back, Omarion Hampson, to me, is a top-of-second-rounder, which is, by the way, very good because – I don't value that position as highly as others. So I would think that's but Hampton's great. Kim Scatterby, he's great too. Like that's a person he's scrappy and interesting. I don't know if he fits the profile of what Ben Johnson wants to do, but Omarion Hampton certainly does.
Yeah, his name has been coming up a lot with the draft people that I've talked to. So that's an interesting guy. There's some people who think there's a finer line. So you said that you're one of the people who does not value the running back position as much. Why not?
Injuries and the value of replacements. So like I said, that you know we're still in the bubble of topping the NIL / transfer portal bubble, and then now the NCAA might be shifted again. And then, you know, all these, like some of these, this is the first draft where I've had kids who are 20 and kids who are 26 in the same draft, I've never seen that before. So, you know, it's an interesting time, but the running back position is one where it seems for the next couple of years, there will be more than we've seen in recent seasons prior to that. So as much as I like Omarion Hampton, and to me, he comps out to like a better Jonathan Taylor, which I think everyone would be happy with. But I think that, you know, if you don't get him this time and perhaps, you know, perhaps the Tyler Warren's the better pick there, then don't worry. There are others who can fit the bill, just maybe not as expertly right off the bat.
Wow. Well, what I'm learning from you is a lot, but especially the fact that the transfer portal, bad for the NFL, isn't it, Cynthia?
I don't know. I think it will eventually be okay. But whenever you have pent up market dynamics like that, you're going to get weird results for a while. You know, like it's wild to me that Tyler Shuck is like how old the Louisville quarterback prospect. I know Bears fans don't need to worry about that this year, but Tyler Shuck, he played with Justin Herbert in college. Riddle me that. Like that's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Like a million years ago.
Oh man. Yeah. Cynthia, you mentioned that the Bears we don't have to talk about the quarterback position, and it's been a while since then. What do you think just from what you saw of Caleb Williams this year? And I don't expect that you saw every single throw that he made, but what did you think about Caleb Williams in his first year?
I think there's a lot to like about Caleb Williams, and I think it's going to be a lot better for him when everything gets a little bit simpler, everything comes to him a little bit more, and the, you know, a little help from the run game. a little help from how Ben Johnson seems people open and figures things out for his quarterbacks. The raw talent is absolutely there. The upside is more than definitely there. And I think it's going to be, you know, with that O-line improved, even just what even lets us start today, let's pretend no more moves are made on that O-line. I still think you're going to see a totally different guy. In a good way.
I think it has to be. I mean, like the way that they have built this team so far, then as a lot of the Bears players are starting to say, you know, that it's a must win season, or win now is actually the phrase, but it does feel like that they are going to be more equipped. Were you surprised the Bears got Ben Johnson when they did?
No, unfortunately I wasn't. I mean, I'm from Michigan, so I was like, oh man, I'm like out on the Ben Johnson press here. No, I not at all. It felt like a good job. The quarterback, and kind of knew, you know, he said last year, a couple of his parameters were, you know, have a quarterback. So that bodes well for Caleb right there. And then have, you know, like a lot of the things were there for him that make it easier to win. And that's what he was looking at. And when you have your pick of the litter, that speaks very highly of the Bears. There wasn't a single team that needed a coach this year that didn't want Ben Johnson.
And it means, too, since you're from Michigan, I'm going to tap into that a little bit here. It means that since all their coaches have been stripped, Detroit's going to lose 4 or 5 or 6 more games this year, right? Bears fans need
very
to know.
Probably. It's very, very probable. I mean, one thing about being Bears fans know this well. One thing about being a Lions fan is like we are self-deprecating. We know our strengths and weaknesses, and continued strength for Lions fans is not a strength for us.
Well, the Lions have turned things around, and it's crazy for me to say this, that, you know, and a lot of Bears fans are, that the Bears want to be like the Lions. Like, the Bears have been in this bad place for a long time in terms of getting to the playoffs and actually winning playoff games. And
yeah,
it's really just, it is hard, and it's immaculate, really, what Detroit has done. And it's legitimate, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, look, we'll see how it looks now. I think Aaron Glenn was a big part of that too. I think, you know, a lot of people were involved in their success, and those people aren't there anymore. So we'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah. Really important. Last position I want to talk about, then I will let you go, Cynthia. The defensive end position is a big deal in Chicago as well, because Montez Sweat is here. He had a poor year last year, and forever it feels like the Bears are looking for the guy opposite of Montez Sweat. They did bring in Dio Odangbo, who's a good player, but you have to really look at the film to see that he's a good player, because he doesn't get a whole lot of sacks. Who are some guys other than Abdul Carter? I guess I'll ask you about a couple guys. Mike Green from Marshall is an interesting guy.
Very.
Jack Sawyer from Ohio State. But start with Mike Green.
Yeah, the Mike Green, look, don't knock him because he didn't go to the bigger school. That's not, okay. I'm not worried about that for him.
Okay.
The things that are there. Here's what you want to look. Just look what happens when the ball is snapped. Is this guy pouncing, or is he looking like it's taken a step to get there? And he has all of the burst, the explosion, that pounce, he's got it. So I'm a big fan of his. I also, you know, Zaraku from BC, Donovan Zaraku, that could be an interesting one for the Bears specifically, because he's kind of, you know, you remember the BC ties, Ryan Poles did go to BC. So I'm sure he could get an advanced scouting report on Bill O'Brien, the coach at BC. And having had some of those pro kind of coaching moments, that is an advantage too. So I would add him to your list. As well. I love Jack Sawyer too. I mean, those Ohio State guys, I mean, yeah, they're, it's crazy. So you look back and you're like, wow, these Ohio State guys are just, they're coming out of every direction.
Yeah. Yeah. You're typically not going to go wrong with the Ohio State players, unless it's a quarterback.
No. Right. Yeah. That Will Howard did not have the best, did not have the best combine. So this year, no, not a good one. And we know that other one, it was here. We got it.
Yeah. No reason for me to be taking cheap shots at Justin Fields though right now.
It's okay. Yeah. At least he gets to play with Garrett Wilson now. That could be fun.
Yeah,
you wish him the best.
I,
now that he's not anywhere near your division, you wish him the best, you know?
Oh, no, absolutely. Like, honestly, Cynthia, like, Justin Fields, and I think Bears fan, like, he was very popular here.
Yeah,
and
he's like, a nice kid.
He's a good kid, and I got to know him a little bit. So, yeah, we definitely root for him, and my angst just comes from the fact that he didn't work out here like other Bears, because I wanted it to work. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, in the position that I'm in, I got to be real about what I'm seeing, and when I was real about what I was seeing, fans did not like me being real about what I was seeing.
I know. It happens. It happens.
It does happen. Yep.
Yeah.
Cynthia, you're the best. This is so good. I always learn stuff from you. And is Ryan okay? Ryan Paulsy must be doing
awesome.
Really well. Your buddy, he's doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing great.
Well, that's awesome. That's good to hear. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you so much for having me, and we'll talk soon. Hopefully, you know, fun draft time. 10 will be a great spot. I actually hope they go right at 10 and get exactly who they want.
I do too, and we will definitely take you up on that, Cynthia. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
It was so good. Did her master's on offensive line at Northwestern. I mean, that's pretty cool. There's a lot of cool sports jobs and things that people have accomplished, but being able to say that, I would say that in every single interview I did if I was Cynthia Freeland. That was great. Alex Kuhn, good get setting that up for us. Coming up next on the Clock, are you mocking me? I have fresh mock drafts in my hand. And there is an offensive player which seems to be dominating when it comes to the Bears. It's next on the Clock on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Four.
Let's get back to more Bears Draft Talk with On the Clock, featuring Mark Grody, right here on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That's right, and I'm about to go through some mock drafts, and specifically, of course, pertaining to the Bears,
and what they're going to do at number 10. But I will say, Chris Emma in the studio right now, and I just asked him, I said, who are the Bears going to take at 10? And he gave me a name that none of these other mock drafts gave me, Will Campbell, the short arm guy. He believes that that will be a Bears player. I don't think there's any chance in bleep that he's going to be there at 10, but I do like it. I do like the idea. It's an aggressive pick right there by Chris Emma. Let's go through some of these mock drafts. Are you mocking me? Let's do it. You know, why don't I do this first, actually? There are three different mocksters who are taking one player, who all have the same player, I should say. Todd McShay, Pro Football and Sports Network, and Patrick Finley all have the Bears taking Tyler Warren.
And the Pro Football one that you'd mentioned is Mel Kiper Jr. I apologize. Oh. I should have specified. That would be Mel Kiper Jr.,
yes.
Todd McShay, and our buddy Patrick Finley.
Yes. Well, it's appropriate that those two would be right next to each other. Todd McShay, that is, because he worked with Mel Kiper Jr. a lot. But yeah, we got to keep track of these guys, man. People move on
Todd,
to different
Todd,
things.
Todd.
That's pretty good. Alex Kuhn, did not know you had it in you. That's very good. And let me do this because, you know, you've heard me talk a ton about Tyler Warren and what he does well and the numbers, 104 catches, 1,233 yards, 8 touchdowns. He can also rush the football, 218 carries last year. He could throw the football. With that all said, let me just do this once and for all. Lance Zierlein, NFL.com, says the following. The ultimate whatever, whenever player in the 2020 draft with size, athleticism, competitive spirit to make good on his intentions. Warren plays with swagger, best player on the field energy. I love that. He imprints on games with alignment versatility, allowing opportunities for play callers to stress the defense. Despite his size, he's quick enough to beat man coverage underneath and plays with good recognition of holes in coverage. He has ball skills and toughness to win contested catches and withstand punishing contact. He's very capable as a lead/move blocker. But will need a little improvement at sustaining blocks when blocking in line. Warren can access all three levels of the field, but is best served short and intermediate. He possesses elite football character and plays with a confidence that can be contagious. He has a change to become one of the best, or excuse me, he has a chance to become one of the best tight ends in the league. So that's why I thought that was really, because I read all these draft blurbs. I thought that was one of the best and most concise ways of describing this player if you didn't watch a lot of Tyler Warren this year. So everything about him is good. And the fact that, you know, we're talking about a more of a move tight end, a U tight end, as opposed to what Cole Kmet is, the classic inline guy. So that would certainly work out with the Bears. Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune has Kelvin Banks, offensive tackle, Texas, going to the Bears. 6'5", 315. Matt Bowen also has Kelvin Banks Jr. of Texas going to the Bears in their latest mock drafts. Yes, all these things can change. It's a fluid situation, ladies and gentlemen. So Banks, I mean, that as Big said, I heard him saying on the radio that, you know, maybe taking him at 10 is a little bit optimistic or maybe a little bit too high, but he made the point that if they don't think, this is what Big said, if they don't think that Karan Amagaji can really play the position and be the backup to Braxton Jones this year, then you have to draft a left tackle, and Kelvin Banks would fit that. So that would certainly work for the Bears. So that's Brad Biggs. The next one is very interesting, because we talked about this guy a little bit last week. The mocker is Nick Baumgartner of The Athletic, and he has the Bears taking Shamar Stewart, the edge rusher out of Texas A&M, who is a specimen, but can he actually play the position to get to the quarterback? Todd McShay, I had him on recently on one of my shows. As a matter of fact, our producer Alex Kuhn was the one that got this one taken care of as well. Here is Todd McShay and what he had to say about Shamar Stewart, the edge rusher out of Texas A&M.
He's definitely one of the most polarizing prospects in this class, right? Like,
yeah,
you got a lot of people who are like, you know, former edge rushers themselves or diehard defensive line guys who watch him, who get very frustrated. Then you've got some scouts that are a little skittish to put their name on him, right? Because, you know, at the end of the day, the way you climb up in this industry, if you're a scout, is you have your name on a lot of good players and you become reliable and trustworthy. And so with a guy like Stewart, it usually becomes the coaches in the NFL getting involved in the process, which is like January, February, and looking and be like, oh, I can do a lot with that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I get it. 1.5 sacks last year.
Yeah.
But 6'5", 267, 34 plus inch arms. He ran a 4.59. He had a 1.58 10-yard split. And like the cutoff, like Bill Polian always talked about trying to get his closers on the defensive side, like the Dwight Freeney's and those guys. And 1.6 or faster is like, that's the elite. So you see a 1.58 there, and then he had the best broad jump. He had the second best vertical jump. So it's like you see all those traits, and then you put on the tape, right? And it's not just this, you know, Mike Mamula stuff. This is like this guy can actually play. He's a damn good run defender right now, and that travels to the NFL. He can, you know, he can as a kind of a 5 technique or setting a hard edge, and, you know, at a 7 technique, he's going to be really good versus the run immediately. But the traits are rare as a pass rusher. And I see a guy who has like the flexibility that you need to work through contact. And I'll say this too, over the year, you know, early in my career doing this, it was like, give me speed and guys with great change of direction, all that. Mm-hmm. But as I've kind of matured and studied and learned from my mistakes, like I'll take power and strength over speed and athleticism. I'd love to have all of it. But power is what translates to the NFL as a pass rusher. And this guy is, you know, uniquely strong and can create his own power from the ground up. So I know it's a long answer. I think that, you know, Danielle Hunter was very similar coming out. Everyone was kind of scratching their head. He had like 5 quarterback hurries and a sack and a half his final year at LSU. Stewart, yeah, sack and a half. He had 33 quarterback hurries, though. A little bit different there.
Mm-hmm.
Similar type skill set. Stewart, a little bit more flexible, I think, but similarly, like, just gifted and powerful. And we've seen Danielle Hunter go on to have a great career at Vikings and Texans. And I think if you're pounding the table for him, Hunter's the example that you're giving.
That is Todd McShay right there, mostly talking about Shamar Stewart, the edge rusher out of Texas A&M, and the name or the guy, the former Bear, that I keep thinking of when he talks about Shamar Stewart is, and this is not necessarily a good thing, is one Alonzo Spellman. Remember Alonzo Spellman with the Bears back in the early 90s, first round pick, not a top 10 pick. I think they took him, I want to say like 14 or 15, something like that. But the comp is mostly because he goes on the all Bears body list, if I may, like in terms of an athletic powerhouse of a guy with the speed and the agility and, you know, one of these zero body fat guys. And then it just didn't work out with Alonzo Spellman and the Bears. Opening up his games. Yeah, 1992 for Alonzo Spellman. That was his first year, first round pick, obviously defensive end in this town. You best be, you know, this is just coming off of Ditka. It was Nick. Actually, Ditka might have still been there. But he had four sacks in 92, never had more than 8.5 sacks. Did that in 1995, a year in which the Bears won a playoff game. So like, he wasn't a complete bust, but he wasn't what the Bears had expected him to be. I remember going to games back then as a fan and being really intrigued with Alonzo Spellman and just watching him and just watching, because I'm okay, this guy's got to be able to overcome the, you know, the offensive line, considering that size and the speed and all of it. And he just could not get around the offensive lineman with any kind of regularity. So I hope that that is not the same case with Shamar Stewart, but he is a fascinating prospect, as is Mike Green out of Marshall, who we spoke about earlier with Cynthia Freeland. And I thought, speaking of Cynthia Freeland, I was a little bit surprised that she was so sure about Mason Graham being available to the Bears at number 10. I was surprised. I have them right now, Jacksonville 5, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars at number 5, Mason Graham. If Mason Graham is available and Tyler Warren is available, let's just do the exercise. Is Mason Graham, Tyler Warren, and Kelvin Banks are available? I mean, that's a little taste of everything right there. I'd have a really hard time. I think at that point,
run to the podium, deciding, Mark.
What's that?
Run to the podium with your Mason Graham card at that point.
I was just going to say, I'm eliminating Kelvin Banks Jr. I've got it down to Mason Graham and Tyler Warren. You know I have this love for Tyler Warren, so I can't just say it as quickly as you did. But yeah. Were you surprised Cynthia said that?
Yeah, she gave some great information. I don't think he will be. That's just the way that I feel about it. But if
no
he is,
to her, she was great. But
if
yeah,
he is, yeah, then I think that the Bears should consider trading up for Mason Graham. Personally, I don't think that's going to happen. But if it were me, our friend, you mentioned Chris Emma wrote the story about the possibility of the Bears trading up, and it may only cost you 1 second round pick. I think Mason Graham may be worth it if you have to trade up to 5, give up one of those second round picks. He's that good.
My God. Yeah, he'd totally be worth a second round pick. 100%. I mean, the polls record in the draft has not been perfect. So I think that would be a good move to give up now. He's what, 1 for 2 right now on trading second round picks, because Chase Claypool obviously did not work, but Montez Sweat has. And I know Montez Sweat had a poor year last year, but Montez Sweat is going to be just fine. Coming up a little bit later on, by the way, I'm here until 8:30. So we're doing this show and then we're just hanging out, man, till 8:30. So I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to have Tyler Dunn on from Go Long at 7 o'clock. Dan Wiederer and I spoke to him today. We had a long conversation on the Take the North podcast. We're going to bring you a good chunk of that, and then you'll just have to download the podcast tomorrow when the full episode pops. But we're going to have Tyler Dunn coming up at 7 o'clock to get you more football. But we've got more On the Clock coming up next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's get back to more Bears Draft Talk with On the Clock, featuring Mark Grody, right here on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
What's going on? Welcome back into On the Clock. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we will talk to Tyler Dunn of Go Long. Actually, Dan Weider and I will talk to Tyler Dunn because we spoke to him today on the Take the North podcast, and I thought the conversation was so good. I was like, you know what? I think we're going to preview some of this for the folks. Got permission from all the podcast masters, and so we will play some of Tyler Dunn, and it's just a great conversation about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson and Tyler Dunn. I mean, Go Long, the reason for the name of his Substack is because he goes deep on stuff. He's the one that had the, you know, a lot of stuff on Justin Fields. So he is very good when reporting on Chicago. So we'll talk to him here in just a little bit. Tonight, the Cubs, I'm really looking forward to this series. The Cubs start their road trip in L.A. against the Dodgers. Pre-game coverage begins at 8:35. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer will be on the call for the first pitch at 9:10 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We'll talk to Bruce Levine at 7:30 about the Cubs and this series against the mighty Los Angeles Dodgers to try to avenge the two free losses they got in Tokyo to begin the season. If the Bears were to draft Mason Graham in the first round, if somehow some way it occurred, whether he somehow did fall to 10, which again Cynthia Freeland, who was just on with us, believes that he would be available at number 10. So if they snagged him that way, or if they used a second round pick, okay, all right, so then you have defense, obviously defensive line taken care of for the moment. Not that they can't draft more later, but then you have that the second round pick. One of the second round. I would not be afraid to stay offensive line right there. And then it's almost like this perfect offseason in terms of finally in the Chicago Bears organization, a complete commitment to both sides of the line. And like I say, nobody's ever going to get angry at any football team just buying, trading for, drafting offensive linemen and defensive linemen. Sometimes it doesn't feel sexy, but it's stuff that's a foundation that has to be put into place. And it's, hey man, it's more fun to think about Roma Dunze, right? When they drafted him last year, it's more fun to think about Tyler Warren, although he could block, you know, it's more fun to think about Ashton Gentry out of Boise State or Caleb Johnson or any of those running backs. But it is just, so, whether we want to believe it or not, it is just so necessary to have those parts. So if you were to add the getting Joe Tooney here, Drew Dahlman here, Jonah Jackson here, Dio Odengbo here, Grady Jarrett here, and then you were to get Mason Graham and then another offensive lineman, then it really opens up for you, right? Then things really open up and it becomes even more interesting and fascinating. But I do like that Cynthia Freeland injected that opinion in here, because I think the first Alex, the first mock draft, not mock draft, but the first guy that was my guy was Mason Graham. I couldn't stop talking about Mason Graham, and I've kind of put him in the rearview mirror just because it just doesn't seem plausible unless they move up. And then I got all into Tyler Warren, and now, you know, Kelvin Banks Jr. is an interesting prospect as well. But Emma, do you think Emma was being serious when he said Will Campbell at number 10?
That's another one where, is he going to get past number four with the Patriots?
I don't think that depends
on if the top three pass on Travis Hunter, which would be really stupid of them to do.
Yeah,
it would be really stupid.
Oh, and the Abdul Carter stuff is more fascinating than ever. I mean, there's been precipitous might be too strong of a word, but there's been a fall. There's been too many questions about the foot and, you know, not doing pro days and all that kind of stuff. So that's interesting. I mean, if that guy was to fall to 10, now that would be a real shocker, just because I think with guys like that, even if it's been a rough, quote unquote, like draft off season for him, yeah, you still probably take a chance on somebody like him because he can be an absolute difference maker in the NFL. But I don't think that opportunity is going to be there for the Bears unless they decide to move up in that spot. All right. Thank you for listening to Take the North. Thank you. I have so many different little pop-up shows. Thank you for listening to On the Clock. This program is officially ending, but now we go into the Mark Grody Show portion of the evening, which goes from 7 until 8:30. Like I told you, the Cubs get cooking at 8:30 against the Dodgers. We're definitely going to talk about the Cubs with Bruce Levine tonight. Tyler Dunn will be on here in just a few minutes to talk more about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. And then we're going to hear from another one of the draft experts later on. Brett Coleman was on the Score today, so he'll be on with us at 8 o'clock tonight. We just have all sorts of great stuff planned, and it is all coming up next on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.